Book of 2 Samuel chapter 1.
1. And it happened, after the death of Saul, David returned from striking the Amalekites. And David remained in Ziklag 2 days. 2. And it happened on the third day, behold, a man came in out of the camp from Saul. And his garments were torn, and earth on his head. And it happened as he came to David, he fell to the earth and prostrated himself. 3. And David said to him, From where do you come? And he said to him, I have escaped out of the camp of Israel. 4. And David said to him, How did the matter go? Please tell me. And he answered, The people fled from the battle, and also a multitude of the people have fallen, and they died, and also Saul and his son Jonathan have died. 5. And David said to the youth who was telling him, How do you know that Saul and his son Jonathan are dead? 6. And the youth who was telling him said, By chance I happened to be on Mount Gilboa. And behold, Saul was leaning on his spear. And, behold, the chariots and the masters of horses closely followed him. 7. And he turned behind him, and he saw me and called to me. And I said, Behold me. 8. And he said to me, Who are you? And I said, I am an Amalekite. 9. And he said to me, Please stand over me and kill me, for agony has seized me, for all my life is still in me. 10. And I stood over him and killed him, for I knew that he could not live after his falling. And I took the crown on his head, and the bracelet on his arm, and I brought them to my master here. 11. And David took hold on his garments and tore them, and also all the men with him did so. 12. And they mourned and wept and fasted until the evening, for Saul, and for his son Jonathan, and for the people of Yahweh, and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. 13. And David said to the youth who told him, From where are you? And he said, I am the son of a foreign man, an Amalekite. 14. And David said to him, Why were you not afraid to put forth your hand to destroy the anointed of Yahweh? 15. And David called to one of the young men, and said, Draw near and fall on him. And he struck him, and he died. 16. And David said to him, Your blood be on your own head, for your mouth has testified against you, saying, I caused to die the anointed of Yahweh. 17. And David sang this death dirge over Saul, and over his son Jonathan. 18. And he said to teach the sons of Judah the song of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher, 19, The beauty of Israel is slain on your high places. How are the mighty fallen? 20. Tell it not in Gath, do not make it known in the streets of Ashkelon, that the daughters of the Philistines not rejoice, that the daughters of the uncircumcised not exult. 21. Mountains of Gilboa, let not dew or rain be on you, nor fields of offerings, for there the shield of the mighty was vilely cast away, the shield of Saul, not being anointed with oil. 22. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan did not turn the back, and the sword of Saul did not return empty. 23. Saul and Jonathan. They were beloved and delightful in their lives, and in their death they were not parted. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. 24. Daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you with scarlet delights, who brought ornaments of gold on your clothing. 25. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? Jonathan is slain on your high places. 26. I am distressed over you, my brother Jonathan. You were very delightful to me, your love was wonderful to me, more than the love of women. 27. How are the mighty fallen, and the weapons of war perished?
Chapter 2.
1. And it happened after this, David asked of Yahweh, saying, Shall I go up to one of the cities of Judah? And Yahweh said to him, Go up. And David said, Where shall I go up? And he said, To Hebron. 2. And David went up there, and also his 2 wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel, and Abigail the former wife of Nabal of Carmel. 3. And David brought up his men of those who were with him, each man in his household. And they lived in the cities of Hebron. 4. And the men of Judah came and anointed David king over the house of Judah there. And they told David, saying, It was the men of Jabesh-Gilead who buried Saul.
5. And David sent messengers to the men of Jabesh Gilead, and said to them, Blessed are you of Yahuwah, in that you have done this kindness with your master, with Saul, that you have buried him. 6. And now, may Yahuwah do with you in kindness and truth. And I also will do good to you because you have done this thing. 7. And now, let your hands be made strong, and be valiant. For your master Saul is dead. And also, the house of Judah has anointed me as king over them. 8. And Abner the son of Ner, the commander of the Saul's army, took Ish-bosheth the son of Saul, and caused him to cross over to Mahanaim. 9. And he caused him to reign over Gilead, and over the Asherites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. 10. Ish-bosheth the son of Saul was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and he reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed after David. 11. And it happened, the number of the days that David was king in Hebron, over the house of Judah, was 7 years and 6 months. 12. And Abner the son of Ner and the servants of Ish-bosheth the son of Saul went out from Mahanaim to Gibeon. 13. And Jab the son of Zeruiah, and David's servants went out. And they met by the pool of Gibeon, and sat down, these by the pool on this side, and those by the pool on that side. 14. And Abner said to Jab, Let the young men rise up now and make sport before us. And Jab said, Let them rise. 15. And they rose up and went over by number, 12 for Benjamin, and for Ish-bosheth the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. 16. And each one seized the head of his companion, and thrust his sword into the side of his companion, and they fell together. And one called that place the Field of Smooth Rocks, which is in Gibeon.
17. And the battle was very hard on that day, and the men of Israel and Abner were stricken before David's servants. 18. And there were 3 sons of Zeruiah there, Joab, and Abishai, and Asahel. And Asahel was swift with his feet, like one of the gazelles in the field. 19. And Asahel ran after Abner, and did not turn to go to the right or to the left from following Abner. 20. And Abner looked behind him, and said, Are you Asahel? And he said, I am. 21. And Abner said to him, Turn aside to your right, or to your left, and seize one of the young men for yourself, and take his spoil for yourself. And Asahel was not willing to turn aside from following him. 22. And Abner said again to Asahel, Turn aside from following me. Why should I strike you to the earth? And how shall I lift up my face to your brother Joab? 23. And he refused to turn aside. And Abner struck him in the belly with the butt of the spear. And the spear came out from behind him, and he fell there, and died in his place. And it happened that all who came to the place, there where Asahel fell and died, they stood still. 24. And Joab and Abishai ran after Abner, and the sun was going. And they came to the hill of Ammah which is Bephurjah, by the way of the wilderness of Gibeon.
25. And the sons of Benjamin gathered themselves after Abner, and became one troop, and stood on the top of a certain hill. 26. And Abner called to Joab, and said, Does the sword devour forever? Do you not know that it will be bitter in the end? And until when will you say to the people to turn back from after their brothers? 27. And Jib said, As Elohim lives, for if you had not spoken, surely then in the morning the people would have gone up, each one from following his brother. 28. And Jib blew the ram's horn. And all the people stood still, and did not pursue Israel any more, nor did they fight any more. 29. And Abner and his men went through the Arabah all that night, and crossed the Jordan, and went all the forenoon, and came to Mahanaim. 30. And Jab returned from pursuing Abner, and he gathered all the people, and there were lacking 19 men of David's servants, and Asahel. 31. And David's servants had struck 360 men of Benjamin, even among the men of Abner these died. 32. And they lifted up Asahel and buried him in the burying place of his father, which is in Bethlehem. And they went all night, Jacob and his men. And it was light to them coming into Hebron.
Chapter 3
1. And there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. And David was going on and was strong, but the house of Saul was going on and was weak. 2. And sons were born to David in Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon, of Aginom of Jezreel. 3. And his second was Chelub, of Abigail the former wife of Nabal of Carmel, and the third was Absalom the son of Emmachar, the daughter of Talmiah the king of Geshur. 4. And the fourth was Adonijah the son of Haggith, and the fifth was Shephashiah the son of Abital. 5. And the sixth was Ithrem, of Eglah the wife of David. These were born to David in Hebron. 6. And it happened while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner was making himself strong for the house of Saul. 7. And Saul had a concubine, and her name was Rizpah the daughter of Ai. And Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Why have you gone into my father's concubine?" 8. And Abner was exceedingly angry over the words of Ishbosheth. And he said, "Am I a dog's head that is to Judah, that I deal with kindness with the house of your father Saul in regards to Judah today, to his brothers, and to his friends, and have not caused you to be found in the hand of David, and you charge a sin against me with this woman today?"
9. May Elohim do to Abner, and more so, if I do not do to David as Yahweh has sworn. 10. To cause the kingdom to pass over from the house of Saul, and to establish the throne of David over Israel and over Judah from Dan even to Beersheba. 11. And he was not able to return a word to Abner any more, because he feared him. 12. And Abner sent messengers to David for himself, saying, "Whose is the land?" He said, "Cut your covenant with me, and, behold, my hand shall be with you, to bring all Israel around to you." 13. And he said, "Good, I will cut the covenant with you, but one thing I ask of you, saying, you shall not see my face except you first bring Michal the daughter of Saul when you come to see my face." 14. And David sent messengers to Ishbosheth the son of Saul, saying, "Give up my wife Michal, whom I betrothed to myself with 100 foreskins of the Philistines." 15. And Ishbosheth sent and took her from the man, from Phaltiel the son of Laish. 16. And her husband went with her, going on and weeping behind her to Beurim. And Abner said to him, "Go, return." And he returned. 17. And the word of Abner was with the elders of Israel, saying, "Before now you have been seeking David for a king over you." 18. And now do it. For Yahweh has spoken of David, saying, "By the hand of my servant David he will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines, and out of the hand of all their enemies." 19. And Abner also spoke in the ears of Benjamin. And Abner went also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron all that was good in the eyes of Israel, and in the eyes of all the house of Benjamin. 20. And Abner came to David, to Hebron, and 20 men with him. And David made a feast for Abner and for the men with him. 21. And Abner said to David, "Let me rise up and go, and gather all Israel to my master the king. And they shall cut a covenant with you. And you shall reign over all that your soul desires." And David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. 22. And, behold, the servants of David and Joab came from pursuing a troop. And they brought much plunder with them. And Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he had gone in peace.
23. And Joab and all the army with him had come, and they told Joab, saying, "Abner the son of Ner has come to the king, and he has sent him away, and he has gone in peace." 24. And Joab came to the king, and said, "What have you done? Behold, Abner has come to you. Why is this, that you have sent him away, and going he is gone?" 25. "You know Abner the son of Ner, that he came to deceive you, and to know your going out and your coming in, and to know all that you are doing." 26. And Jib left David, and sent messengers after Abner, and they brought him back from the well of Sirah. But David did not know it. 27. And Abner returned to Hebron, and Jib turned him aside into the middle of the gate, to speak with him privately, and he struck him in the belly there, and he died, because of the blood of his brother Asahel. 28. And afterward David heard, and said, I and my kingdom are guiltless before Yahuwah forever from the blood of Abner the son of Ner. 29. May it whirl about the head of Jib, and on all his father's house, and let there not fail from the house of Jib one that has an issue, or that is a leper, or that leans on a staff, or who falls by the sword, or that lacks bread. 30. And Jib and his brother Abishai killed Abner because he had killed their brother Asahel in Gibeon, in battle. 31. And David said to Jib, and to all the people with him, tear your garments and gird on sackcloth, and mourn before Abner. And King David was following after the Ba. 32. And they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. 33. And the king lamented for Abner, and said, should Abner die as it were like a fool. 34. Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put into fetters. As one falls before sons of evil, you have fallen. And all the people wept again over him. 35. And all the people came to cause David to eat food while it was yet day. But David swore, saying, so may Elohim do to me, and still more, if I taste bread or anything before the sun goes in. 36. And all the people took notice, and it was good in their eyes. As to all the king did, it was good in the eyes of all the people. 37. And all the people, even all Israel, knew in that day that it was not from the king to kill Abner the son of Ner. 38. And the king said to his servants, do you not know that a commander, even a great one, has fallen this day in Israel? 39. And I am weak today, though anointed king. And these men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too hard for me. May Yahuwah reward the doer of the evil according to his evil.
Chapter 4.
1. And the son of Saul heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, and his hands dropped, and all those in Israel were terrified. 2. And Saul's son had two men, troop commanders, one's name being Bena, and the other's name Rechab, the sons of Rimmon the Brothite, of the sons of Benjamin. 3. And the Brothites fled to Gittim, and are aliens there to this day. 4. And Jonathan the son of Saul had a crippled son. He was a son of 5 years when the news of Saul and Jonathan came out of Jezreel, and his nurse lifted him up and fled. And it happened as she hurried to flee, that he fell and became crippled, and his name was Mephibosheth.
5. And the sons of Rimmon the Berothite, Rechab and Baana, went and came with the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth. And he was lying on his bed at noon. 6. And they came to the middle of the house, bringing wheat. And they struck him in the belly. And Rechab and his brother Baana escaped. 7. And they entered the house, and he was lying on his bed in his bedroom, and they struck him and killed him, and took off his head. And they took his head and went the way of the Arabah all the night. 8. And they brought Ishbosheth's head to David in Hebron, and said to the king, behold, the head of Ishbosheth the son of your enemy Saul, who sought your life. And may Yahweh give to my lord the king vengeance this day, on Saul and on his seed.
9. And David answered Rechab and his brother Benard, the sons of Rimmon the Brothite, and said to them, as Yahweh lives, who has redeemed my life out of all distress. 10. When one spoke to me, saying, behold, Saul is dead, and he was as a bearer of good news in his own eyes. Even I seized and killed him in Ziklag. I gave that to him as a reward. 11. And when wicked men have slain a righteous man in his own house on his bed, should I not even now seek his blood from your hand, and clean you from the earth? 12. And David commanded his young men, and they killed them, and cut off their hands and their feet, and hung them by the pool in Hebron. And they took the head of Ish-bosheth and buried it in the burying place of Abner in Hebron.
Chapter 5.
1. And all the tribes of Israel came to David, to Hebron, and spoke, saying, Behold, we are your bone and we are your flesh. 2. Both yesterday and the day before, when Saul was king over us, you were he who led out and brought in Israel. And Yahweh said to you, You shall shepherd my people Israel, and you shall be for a leader over Israel. 3. And all the elders of Israel came to the king, to Hebron, and King David cut a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh, and they anointed David as king over Israel. 4. And David was a son of 30 years old when he became king. He reigned 40 years. 5. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. 6. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem, to the Jebusites, those dwelling in the land. And one spoke to David, saying, You shall not come in here except you will turn away the blind and the lame, saying, David cannot come in here. 7. And David captured the stronghold of Zion. It is the city of David. 8. And David said on that day, Anyone who strikes the Jebusite, let him go by the water shaft, and let him take the lame and the blind, the hated of the soul of David. On this account they say, The blind and the lame shall not enter into the house. 9. And David lived in the stronghold, and called it the city of David. And David built all around from the millow and inward. 10. And David went on and became great. And Yahweh the Elohim of hosts was with him. 11. And Hiram the king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons. And they built a house for David. 12. And David knew that Yahweh had established him for king over Israel, and that he had lifted up his kingdom because of his people Israel. 13. And David again took concubines and wives out of Jerusalem after he came from Hebron, and again sons and daughters were born to David. 14. These are the names of those born to him in Jerusalem, Shammua, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon. 15. And Idah, and Elishua, and Nepheg, and Japhia.
16. And Elisama, and Eliada, and Elipale. 17. And the Philistines heard that they had anointed David for a king over Israel. And all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard and went down to the stronghold. 18. And the Philistines came and were spread out in the valley of the giants. 19. And David asked of Yahweh, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand? And Yahweh said to David, Go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand. 20. And David came to Baal Perazim. And David struck them there, and said, Yahweh has broken forth on my enemies before me as the breaking forth of waters. On account of this he called the name of that place the breaches of Baal. 21. And they abandoned their idols there, and David and his men took them away. 22. And the Philistines again came up and were spread out in the valley of the giants. 23. And David asked of Yahweh, and he said, You shall not go up. Turn around to the rear, and come to them in front of the weeping trees. 24. And it shall be, when you hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the weeping trees, then you shall strike. For then Yahweh shall go out before you to strike the army of the Philistines. 25. And David did so, as Yahweh commanded him. And he struck the Philistines from Gibeah until you come to Jezer.
Chapter 6.
1. And David again gathered every chosen one in Israel, 30,000.
2. And David rose up and went, and all the people with him, from Baal-Judah, to bring up the ark of the Elohim from there which is called by the name of Yahweh of hosts, who dwells above the cherubs over it. 3. And they made to ride the ark of the Elohim on a new cart, and took it from the house of Abinadab, which is in the hill. And Azar and Anio, the sons of Abinadab, were leading the new cart. 4. And they took it from the house of Abinadab, which is in the hill, with the ark of the Elohim. And Anio was going before the ark. 5. And David and all the house of Israel were dancing before Yahweh with all instruments of fir wood, with lyres and with harps, and with tambourines, and with cornets, and with cymbals. 6. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, and Azar reached out to the ark of the Elohim, and took hold of it, for the oxen nearly upset it. 7. Then the anger of Yahweh burned against Azar, and the Elohim struck him there for the fault, and he died there by the ark of the Elohim. 8. And it angered David because Yahweh broke out a break against Azar. And one calls that place the breaking of Azar to this day. 9. And David feared Yahweh on that day, and said, How shall the ark of Yahweh come to me? 10. And David was not willing to bring the ark of Yahweh to himself, to the city of David, and David turned it aside to the house of Obededom the Gittite. 11. And the ark of Yahweh remained in the house of Obededom the Gittite 3 months, and Yahweh blessed Obededom and all his house. 12. And it was told to King David, saying, Yahweh has blessed the house of Obededom and all that is his, because of the ark of the Elohim. And David went and brought up the ark of the Elohim from the house of Obededom to the city of David with joy. 13. And it happened, when those bearing the ark of Yahweh had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. 14. And David was dancing with all his might before Yahweh, and David was girded with the linen ephod. 15. And David and all the house of Israel were bringing up the ark of Yahweh with shouting, and with the sound of a ram's horn. 16. And it happened, when the ark of Yahweh had come to the city of David, and Michal the daughter of Saul looked through the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before Yahweh, she despised him in her heart. 17. And they brought the ark of Yahweh in, and set it up in its place, in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And David caused burnt offerings to be offered before Yahweh, and peace offerings. 18. And David finished offering the burnt offerings, and the peace offerings, and blessed the people in the name of Yahweh of hosts.
19. And he shared out to all the people, to all the multitude of Israel, from man even to woman, to each one cake of bread and one date cake and one raisin cake. And all the people left, each one to his house. 20. And David returned to bless his house. And Michal the daughter of Saul went out to meet David, and said, How glorious was the king of Israel today, who was uncovered today before the eyes of the slave girls of his servants, as one of the vain ones shamelessly uncovers himself. 21. And David said to Michal, Before Yahweh, who chose me over your father and over all your father's house, to command me to be leader over the people of Yahweh, and over Israel, so I dance before Yahweh. 22. And I will be yet lighter than this, and shall be lowly in my own eyes. But with the slave girls of whom you spoke, with them I will be honored. 23. And there was no child to Michal the daughter of Saul until the day of her death.